Hey, all right. You guys are now listening to the third of the ongoing The Clown and the Shadow. I am the clown, Rob Weissman, and by me right now is the mysterious shadow. And here we go. We're going to start a little conversation. What I was talking about earlier was I got a video today sent to me by Facebook about this really cool thing where... Really cool thing.
It depends what you're into.
Depends what you guys are into, man.
It's really cool for some people.
All right. But in this new restaurant in New York, it's a Japanese restaurant located in Chinatown. I don't know. And anyway, what they do, everyone that works there is a girl, like a really cute girl in maybe her 20s that's dressed up as a maid. And they act super cutesy. They are basically like living anime. As they, they will fix your food and they go, we put spell on your food to make it taste extra yummy. Of course, it's all in Japanese, but they have that really high squeaky voice. And they sing songs and they get you to sing songs. They go, okay, make a shape like heart. And it's super cute. And I want to go so bad. I wish... I wish there was one in Los Angeles. I don't know what's wrong with L.A. and why they can't open their mind up to live. This would be perfect for L.A. But in L.A., you know what you would get? You wouldn't get, it wouldn't be all Japanese. In L.A., you'd get, all kinds of girls that would probably go and want to work there. You'd have blonde girls.
You'd have a lot of Beverly Hills or a lot of wannabe Hollywood chicks, aspiring models and actresses.
And you know what? They wouldn't be fucking wanting to make it extra yummy when their little magic spells. They'd be thinking about themselves and have their resumes and headshots there, hoping that you were just to get, some producer. God, man. So, maybe it wouldn't work in L.A., but yeah, that's a thing, and on where I got it on the page, they had this really sweet link to this Vice magazine video where they go into Japan, because Japan now has this kind of, I don't know what you call it, economy of love. So instead of hookers and a sex shop economy and sex, it's not about that. It's about human interacting. Like you go cuddle. You pay girls to cuddle with you for an hour, and you can get your arm cuddled with, or you can get your body cuddled with. Or you can just, you can get paid to, have them, put their, run their hands through your hair.
Yeah, which, in a way, I don't know. I mean, I can understand why people need that and want that, but it's almost a little bit more disturbing than just paying for sex, right? Because you're paying for false intimacy, whereas with sex, if you're just getting a hooker, you just want the physical act.
Well, it's that whole thing in Pretty Woman where, we don't kiss because that's way... Because kissing, you know, that means something. This is all meaning and no physical.
Yeah, but you're paying for the meaning, but does it have meaning if it's just artificial meaning?
I don't know, but you know what the deepest thing they do is, they just stare into each other's eyes.
I don't know. I'm officially against this now.
You pay them, and then... it's hard for me to, look you in the eye. It's hard to just, look, just sit there and stare somebody in the eyes deeply for 10 minutes and not even say a word.
Yeah. But it's, I don't know. That's just a very different culture. I don't know why.
You were saying something before we pushed record about what you thought, which could lead into our topic.
Yeah, so what about just my theory about how what we value in modern culture nowadays?
Yeah, about how Japan's so far ahead.
Oh, yeah. So, apparently, in Japan, I saw a thing recently where about, I think it's 40% of women and 30% of men now identify themselves as being asexual, where they just don't care about sex anymore. They would rather go shopping, or rather go to dinner, or rather go see a movie. They filled their lives with things besides the raw, primal act of sex that we're all theoretically programmed to want over...
Or family. I think that becomes deeper. I think people, what was it? If you're going to go by just vice, straight up physical stuff, what was it? My soon to be stepdad said something that sounded kind of smart to me where he said younger men, I'm going on men, I don't know, women, whatever, but are obsessed with sex. It's sex. And at a certain point it goes to power. That those are you want to be in control. And it almost when you're single, you are looking for that, on a better level, a deeper, more intimate micro level. I guess you would want the sex to find the girl to make the family with. And now you're the father provider of that family and our tribe. So it could have some sort of evolutionary things to it.
But yeah, absolutely. Because if you don't have the power to, going way back, if you don't have the power to kill that bear or that woolly mammoth or whatever, or the power to overrun the next village and get some crops to feed your family, then your reproduction that you've done, your children are going
to
die.
They're going to die, or they're going to grow up to be total pussies that have watched their dad be a wimp, and that's all they know.
Yeah, so they won't reproduce because
and then the mother leaves you, and the kids don't respect you, and then some other caveman ends up and you end up alone.
But I wonder if it's also that you're talking about power or women. I think maybe older men realize that the power will get them the women. I mean,
have the women though. It's not like Dick Cheney's going out there slamming uglies with all these chicks. Like, hey, I'm like, could you? He would be so awesome to go to strip club with if he was like drunk one night.
I don't even know. That would be amazing or awful.
If Dick Cheney wanted to be your friend, would you befriend him, or would you off of?
I would love to talk to him. I would love to see. I have an idea what's going on in his mind, but I don't think I could be friends with him.
Hey, Tim, come to my boat. We're going to come hang out.
I don't think that would work out.
You don't think it would work out? Say, I'm busy. I'm washing my hair tonight, Dick. Sorry. I would, but I'm supposed to go bowling with my friends. They get real upset when I don't. Yes, I know. We can shoot missiles into the Pacific Ocean, but no, Dick, sorry.
I think you'd be fascinating to hang out with and to try to understand, but I don't think, not...
I think in the beginning it'd be way fun, but then I think you'd become a very needy, controlling guy. And you'd have to be in the room, and you'd always have to talk about what he wanted to talk about. Always, like, the food, everything he wanted to do. You know, it's like, we're going to go hunting. It's like, I don't want to go hunting today. It's cold outside. And then you wouldn't have, and you'd be like, no, we're going, and then you wouldn't have a choice. Or it'd be very awkward. Ugh, he would be a terrible friend.
Well.
I don't know. Who knows? We're not experts here on Dick Cheney friendship. This has gone off into a tangent.
Dick Cheney's a wonderful man. Let's not talk about him anymore.
Oh, boy, he's listening right now. We've got a new perspective on you, Dick. You're going to want to know about these two guys.
They're on to you.
They think it's not that what they're saying is really dangerous for the country. It's just hurtful. It's just very hurtful.
You'd be a bad friend.
They're saying you're going to be a bad...
That whole war criminal thing, that doesn't bother him so much, but if saying I'm a bad friend,
just
will have you killed.
A miserable prick to be around all the time. Anyway, what was your idea for this podcast?
Well, just kind of getting back to... I don't know. Some of the stuff we talked about kind of dovetails with this, but I think that at least in Western society, especially the more developed, more wealthy the country is, people's focus... what we value in our life is really different than what we valued, say, 1,000 years ago, or what people in the developing world value. And I think everything in America and other parts of the developed world, it's comfort. We want comfort over anything at all. And then second to that, we want as much life as possible. People would hate to live a very meaningful, exciting, short, uncomfortable life. The Americans do not want that, and a lot of Westerners don't want that. I think you look at how people just live longer and longer, and they will do anything to stay alive, and they will live miserable, awful lives in nursing homes, you know, 80 years old, just on 50 different pills.
But I think
just hanging on with...
But doesn't that sound like a real, like, kind of end to, like, capitalism? Like, where all these luxury products, you want to buy all this stuff. So, like, that... So you're helping the economy, and then as you get older, you're still that commodity because of all the money that you earn needs to be sucked totally dry.
Yeah.
So you can buy all the pills, so you can buy like these hospitals, so you can sit there as basically a breathing corpse with the shadow of yourself in it. I remember like I used to sell windows door to door in college, mm-hmm. and you'd sit there and a lot of it like trying to sell it. And I remember so many neighborhoods you go in and you knock on the door and you always target the house that has the worst windows. So then of course these shitty fucking windows that you know are drafty. Mm. And then this old person lady usually answers the door and you're like trying to tell her, and it really kind of got me down because I'm telling her how much her windows are terrible and like how long have you had it? It's like one of the questions. Yeah. And then they'd be like since like the 70s, since the 60s. And I'm sitting there trying to tell her and I got like weird about it. I don't, you know, a little deeper maybe than
shocking.
I needed to. Yeah. And I'm like, so I'm telling this person
Did
now.
Did you bring up Dick Cheney at any point during your?
No.
Okay.
But I'm telling this person that's left to being just a bag of flesh, of old flesh with bones in it that keeps it together. That's at the end of their lives, that their entire lives weren't as good as they could have been because they've been seeing the world through windows that aren't as good as mine. And it's turned me off to, like, sales in general. That, like, did that ever what's work? The point of anything to say that? Like, well, because you'd be like, well, yes, I know, I need windows. And you'd just be like,
so, yeah.
But, and my whole job wasn't to actually sell them the windows, it was to sell them a free estimate, which is a 2-hour
high-pressure sale.
A two-hour high-pressure sale by a salesman that, like, probably that goes into this person's house and tries to sell them on how much money they're going to save because all the hot air's. Yeah, because all the. Yeah, because the hot air's leaving the room through the shitty
Ohio's
window.
Fucking cold.
Ohio's cold. You could never be a window salesman like that in California.
No,
but,
nobody gives a shit about
so,
windows.
So, you know, whatever. So, I don't know. That thing really, it really did think. But I think, yeah, it's comfort and that level of trying to up the comfort, trying to up the luxury is a very, like, you know, American-esque, like a very... Yeah. I don't know if it's totally American idea to be luxurious, but to be selling it to the masses, to have that be always the carrot that keeps you moving and going is like, man, I'm going to go get this.
Well, it never ends. It's a treadmill. You just keep chasing after that next rung of absolute comfort, of luxury, and there's a ton of commercials for that.
But
know?
If but also, yeah, but like if you earn the comfort, like if you're out all day, like I remember I used to be... In another job of mine, I was, I'd wash yachts in the heat, and you'd be out in the heat, and it'd be, again, Ohio's hot in the summertime, and it'd be so hot, and inside it'd be so cool, like the air conditioner would be going, and you'd want to go in, and I would think, I would just dream about, like, instead of working and sweating, I just being, just like, saying, screw it, taking a shower and going to bed in this huge 70-foot Hatteras yacht.
Yeah.
And just be like, that would be heaven right now with a beautiful woman next to me.
But if you like you're saying, I think back a long time ago, and I think for some people it's still true, you want earning it. Like you're talking about how you work your ass off and then you get it. It's great. Like you're talking about the air conditioning. When I was younger, I picked tomatoes on my buddy's farm. And I was just going to get a couple extra bucks. I was like, whatever, 12 years old. And... You know, after you pick tomatoes for 2 or 3 hours, we would go in the freezer where they were storing the vegetables, and we would go, or it was a refrigerator, but it was fucking cold in this thing, and you go from 85 degrees and humid into a giant refrigerator, and then you would have a Coca-Cola to reward yourself, and that was the best fucking Coca-Cola I ever had.
Yeah.
So.
But if you live on nothing but Coca-Cola, then you're just sitting there, and you don't need a blanket anymore because you're so fat, you just lie there on your own, and we've all, I've been there. I think I go in my major.
But I think a lot of people have gotten away from that when we're talking about the initial ideas that people don't want to. They don't want to pick tomatoes for the five
hours
to
go
get the cold Coca-Cola. They just want to drink six cold Coca-Colas every day and have a luxurious car, luxurious yacht, or whatever it is. We want pure comfort. And but if you don't get rid of it, if you don't get away from the comfort, then it doesn't feel comfortable anymore. Huh. The fourth cold soda is not nearly as good as that first cold soda.
No. It sucks.
And we're
that's
just,
the terrible part. We don't recharge on that on the pain they take.
Yeah, we want to maybe it's not even comfort. It's the elimination of all discomfort is what we strive for in our society.
But then that doesn't define us as anything. It's like you got to be uncomfortable. You got to risk failure. You got to do that. You got to be nervous. You got to like go out. If you don't, what the hell purpose? Is life. I mean...
I totally agree, but I think
at least
half our population right now would be like, fuck you. If it was up to half the population, they would sit at home and play Xbox all day long and have pizzas delivered to their house for years on end.
Well, they now can do that. Well,
yeah, they'd be okay with that, though.
You don't have to leave your house. Like, you can just sit there and order food. You could play World of Warcraft all day and have it come to you. If you have, like, money or some sort of thing and have your online business on eBay, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then you can just sit there on your computer all day long and never have to get up and just sit there. Yeah. I don't know if is that fulfilling. I mean, it can be.
No,
if you become that sexless culture that you're talking about, that can be, like, a fulfilling thing. Like,
I think for some personalities it is, but... Or is it one of those things where they only think they're fulfilled? They're not really happy.
But
they only think they're
what if
happy.
You're miserable and they're the happy ones and we're the ones in the wrong and they're just
I know.
I'm living great.
I know I'm definitely miserable at times, but then when I stop being miserable, it feels really fucking good.
Yeah, you're happy being miserable. Like
no,
you
I'm
are
not.
You have when you're mad bitching about something, you just had the biggest grin. I wish there was a video. Because you just like you get the big smile when you start bitching about stuff.
Yeah,
and it's
I like to bitch because I
preach on.
I like to mock stupid shit, like people that play World of Warcraft all fucking day long, don't have any real friends, and eat pizza.
Dude, they have their guild. They don't have friends. They're on their guild.
They've reached the point where they're essentially created. They're essentially in the matrix of their own creation.
Yes, but what if they're like they're brilliant in their guild? They'll never be able to like fight like orcs.
It's not real. And be able to it's do that. Not real.
What's real? What's real? We're in a computer simulation that is reality right now. Anyway, what's real? Maybe they're happy like that. Maybe that is the next course. That everything is going to be. Like, simulated. If you think the simulation is real, isn't it?
But they know it's not real.
Yeah, but they still get in.
At some point, they gotta go up and take a poop, and then they're just sad, I think.
Are you saying all of them, though? You're not saying all of them. You are the shadow. You're a mysterious shadow, so you can say whatever you want and not have any repercussions. People are gonna hate me for shit like that. Hey, I love my World of Warcraft.
I just think anytime you try to make your life as comfortable as possible and fill it with meaningless stuff, that is a bad way to spend your life. That's a bad way to spend your limited time on
this planet. But nothing has meaning except for the meaning that you put into it. Like, if that gives you meaning, and you are fucking happy. Like, I'm happy playing World of Warcraft. I'm happy. Like, you can build this world up, and you can say, okay, I can't show you the world, but you go online, and I can see these things that I literally, like, kind of designed and all that.
All right.
And they have a group of friends all over the world. And then they, like, a lot of times go on little trips together and stuff. I'm not saying it's for everybody, but for some people, sure.
All right, so this is a thought experiment that I learned in a philosophy class I took in college.
Okay.
If there was a magical chair, and you sit in this chair, and as soon as you sit down, you're just happy as fuck.
Okay.
As long as you sit in that chair.
Chair of heroin, a chair of like...
yeah. But once you sit in that would you spend your life in that chair? And most people would be like, no, that's a terrible thing. I don't care if I'm happy as fuck. I'm just sitting in a chair. Would you spend your life in that chair? Most people are like, no, that sounds
so until you're rewarding. In the chair.
Until you're in the chair. But we're getting pretty damn close to creating that chair nowadays with whatever it is people love.
But maybe they are creating things and are living through that is what I'm saying. It's not like you're just sitting there
well, let's and, go to your, and, what, let's and go to pure what you just said. What do you just said? What if you're just a heroin addict? What if you just what if you could just get pure clean heroin with clean needles,
clean
regulated so you're not going to OD, you're not going to get hepatitis and just shoot heroin all day long, and somebody said, I want
to
do that.
Do I get to be in an air-conditioned hatterist yacht and lie there with
a girl? But for a lot of people, a lot of heroin addicts, while at that time, they would be like, fuck yeah, sign me up. I will just shoot smack every day, all day, for 40 or 50 years until my veins go out. And we would sit back and look at it and be like, that is the most awful way to live a life.
Maybe it's the way that you're designed. I mean, I don't know, like, if that's what you want to do... Do I know, like, if... I mean, Jesus, man. I don't know. I mean, for me, I wouldn't want to have, like, the movie or the book or the story of my life to be like, and then I found heroin. The end.
No, but you know, I'm just you know saying... What? No, I'm saying, not saying necessarily for you, but,
I know,
but
no,
if there
no,
was
no,
somebody
no.
that chose to live their life that way,
but
would we not have a right to look down on that and be like, dude, you're just fucking nodding
I can't answer
and,
that. Like, if he's not hurting somebody, if you're sitting there and that's your thing... I don't know, but, like, yeah, you couldn't, like, not growing to your potential might be, there might be something terrible about that. Like, what's that, in the Bronx Tale? There's Sonny's, like, to Little C, you know, the Bronx Tale, the movie?
I've never seen it.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I started watching it, I got bored, but anyways.
You are oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it was just fucking slow.
Why the fuck did I start a podcast with a guy that can't finish slow? Anyway...
I get it. De Niro
so
drives
he goes,
a bus.
No, not this. Okay. No, it's Sonny, the mobster guy. That's
he's
kind of
so
two
glamorous.
Fathers.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
not
yeah.
well. He's whatever. You got to watch it. It's complex, man.
I've seen the first 45 minutes.
So anyway, he said there ain't nothing. Was it there? Or no? Maybe it was Robert De Niro's character. It was it was Robert De Niro's character. That said, there was nothing sadder than wasted potential.
Okay.
And you know, being I didn't like really have a dad when I grew up. That kind of like has always rung through my ears as I.
So you're saying like De Niro is kind of your dad?
I'd say television in a huge way is my fucking dad. Yeah, man. I fucking watched a lot of TV. It's a hard learning curve because you learn that the world is not like television shows and it's a fucked up. This could be another cast altogether.
The world is not like television shows.
Let's reel that in. If we had an hour or 2 hours on this, I would love to chit chat about that. Well, we'll try to stick on.
So, anyways, let's just try to stay back to the whole people living their lives.
What was
just
it
for pure comfort?
Well, what was it that like movie? Comfort. That movie Avatar. That they have the Pandora syndrome where everybody saw the movie. and they wanted to be on Pandora, the planet that they go to.
Yeah, yeah.
And like you were like always, man, you could do that on planet Earth, but you're too fat and fucking lazy to get up and
do it. That's what I said.
It's like, yeah, well, I'm paraphrasing you. I don't know.
Yeah,
if you said
no, I was. I'm glad you brought this up. No, I was literally sitting next to a woman, and I think they're going through the forest and they touch a plant that's clearly it's just a ripoff of shit that's underwater.
Yeah,
it's he just took stuff that is amazing stuff underwater and just made
the
it.
The second
glowing.
One's supposed to be underwater though, too.
Oh, is it okay?
Yeah, or something? I don't.
But anyways, this lady actually went ooh, and I wanted to turn her and be like, that shit actually exists in the real world. Fucking get off your ass, learn how to scuba dive, go out in the fucking jungle. Like, exactly that.
I would love her life. But I'm 5'7". Good build, if you haven't seen me. But 5'7". I would love to wake up one day a giant 12-foot, beautiful, looking like a supermodel blue thing.
But it's not
with
happen.
Another beautiful
but
thing
it's not
with a tail. Like, they look very sexual. Like, those avatar, like, they look like,
but
these
they have sex by just wrapping their fucking ponytails together.
No, you didn't see, I never saw it. I've never seen it either, but they don't just wrap their ponytails together. They, like, there's, like, a whole, like, sex scene they cut out. Like, where they're, like, and they talk, and they, like, he, like, pillow talks. She's like, ooh, baby, I can feel your fuck nuts.
You're just making this up.
I am not making it up. Dude, we're going to put links on this. I don't know if I can link that one up, because I do know that that sex scene, the extended version, does exist. I would like to live on Pandora, too, but I do think that, like, because there's no sweet dragons to ride, but I guess you could get one of those jetpacks that run off water, but that's not as good.
No.
Pandora's would be pretty sweet.
No, it would be pretty sweet, but I'm just saying people are using movies like that to experience the world and the beauty of the world through fucking an interpretation through CGI.
Yeah, when they could be in the Amazon really
when they could just go on vacation
to
some really badass place and
yeah, kind of actually risk your life like they do in the movie. But
you can go scuba diving and be perfectly safe and see
you
badass
scuba
shit.
Or go to Costa Rica and hang out. I mean, there's go zip lining. It's not quite riding a dragon.
Yeah, but it's better than living your whole life at a movie theater that's two blocks from your house.
The thing is, the people that were bitching, they're like, I want to live on Pandora. If you lived on Pandora, you'd be just as fat and lazy as you are now.
Oh, they would be food. It's like, they would last about 4 seconds.
They would not be
Pandora.
Happy on Pandora. Yeah, Pandora doesn't look like the place for them.
And also, Pandora doesn't have any fucking Wi-Fi.
No,
and that's how these people live their lives, is through their smartphones. They would not be happy.
I will fly with you. Why'd you save my ass? Because you're strong. You have a strong heart. But you're stupid like child. Those are the best lines. They have such corny lines in that fucking thing.
Yeah, not like, the best dialogue in his movies.
No, not the best. Like, in Titanic, it's so stupid when...
another movie I've never seen, by the way.
I saw it. Because I think you have to try not to see it because it's always on and people watch it.
I've changed the channel hundreds
but
of times. I'm not fucking...
So it's like, if we're at a party, all of a sudden we're at some girl's house and like, where's Tuck? Why won't he come in? It's like, you're just outside waiting. It's like, you're watching Titanic. It's like, yeah, but they're in the beginning of it. It's going to be on. It's like, I'm not going in there, man.
That's never been an issue.
It's been... I don't think I've ever chosen to watch it, but it's just been on and people do... Well, it's just corny. Billy Zane, there's one point when he's like, oh, these paintings look silly. Who did this? Somebody named Picasso? Ha! He'll never amount to anything. Picasso! Ha! Loser! And it's like...
History joke.
Yeah, but it's like I'm trying to make like middle America feel like they're brilliant. Like,
I know who Picasso
is. It's like, I know who... Hey, man, I know who Picasso is. One day... yeah. Bros. Oh man, you should watch it just because you'd hate it.
I've watched movies just so I could fucking because I knew they would suck, and I just wanted to prove that they would suck.
Yeah.
And then I have more information on how much they suck.
Oh, this one would be for this Titanic would be just a bouquet of suck for you.
It'd be so much ammunition.
Oh, dude, it's terrible. Like, I know I'm not ruining anything. Like, the girl literally, the woman like Rose that like you get to see two of her. You get to see her when she's Kate Winslet. And
yeah,
you got to see her as an old lady.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone's going to Titanic because they're looking for this, like, priceless, necklace or whatever. and they're like diving, they're really looking for it, and Rose is telling the story about Jack, who's Leo, and how she won't get her fat ass off the log so Leo can fucking live for, like, you know, all she has to do is get off for like a minute at a time so maybe he can warm up a bit, but no. And he's like, don't worry, it's been better, I'm glad this happened, really, no, Rose, one day you're gonna have babies. He keeps on saying, babies and babies. And she won't get her ass up. And then everyone's out there, literally, you're spending millions of dollars out, like, searching the Titanic. And then this bitch has got it in her purse. And at the end of the movie, she takes this thing and throws it in the water. Like, for what reason? Just because it's dramatic. It's just like, this is, ugh. And that was, like, the number one movie ever. That's sure.
That or,
let that be the number one movie.
Gone with the Wind, I think, was adjusted for inflation.
Holy God, dude.
Which I've also never seen.
Oh, I want that one. That's another one about a dizzy bitch. Like, the best.
Oh, I would hate that.
Oh, my God, dude. It doesn't.
Racist, southern, treasonous fucking hillbillies.
It seriously goes nowhere. It's fucking Clark Gable's the coolest guy in the world, and she spends the entire movie treating him like shit. Like, he's the only guy, he's the only thing that's cool in that movie. And he is. Like, you guy's cool.
Yeah.
And she's just, and she, oh God, she's a bitch. And then she goes broke. And of course, Gone with the Wind. He, like, protects her and she still doesn't care. And it's like, oh, and at the,
see, I can't.
It's open ended at the end. It was Hitler's favorite movie.
What? Well, there you go.
Yeah.
It makes sense now.
It was Hitler's favorite
movie. You know what movie I watched that I, just because I knew I was going to fucking hate it. And I hated it as much as I thought I would?
Forrest Gump.
Eat, Pray, Love. I watched it just because I was like, it's going to be so shitty. Somebody told me a rough, like, I was talking to some chick who read it. She's like, it's amazing. I'm like, so what happens? Like,
life-changing.
She's like, well, this woman leaves her husband and then goes off and has an adventure. I'm like, why'd she leave her husband? Because he was, like, cheating on her, abusing her?
No, he's too nice.
No, she just needed to find herself. I was like, well, first of all, what a fucking selfish cunt. That is just, that movie should be called White Bitch Problems.
It's white, I saw, like, a book of Catcher in the Rye, like, online, where it's like, you know, you always see that white book and everyone knows when you see the cover, it's Catcher in the Rye.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of Catcher in the Rye, it said White People's Problems.
Catcher in the Rye.
It's like, okay, ding, ding, ding. Actually, I have a picture of that. Maybe that will be the picture of that we'll choose for
Be honest, White People's Problems, you could define most of Western.
This is what literature. See, we're now dragging it on. Yeah, it's the comfort thing. These are white people's problems. It's like, you know what my problem is? I'm too comfortable during the day. I need to make it more challenging.
And there's programs for that, too.
No, that's what we're saying. Is like, people are just like, ugh. It's not just, I mean, everyone's kind of, you know, you can sit around and drink Mountain Dew all day. You know, not totally. I think a lot in America. Like, we're living off the backs of the rest of the world pretty hardcore. Like, all the materials, all that. They say that America takes up something like 27% or something
20% of the pollution, I think, comes from us.
But 20% like, of the resources for, like, less than 5% of the population. And it's all, that's a chunk. That's a big piece of freedom pie.
But we're so comfortable, Rob. So comfortable.
Ah, man. Oh, this is the thing. I saw this documentary where there's, it's this African death march where these kids, they were just boys. And they were kids. And half of them, then they had to walk from one country to another for hundreds of miles during some crazy civil war. And, like, a lot of them didn't make it. And it was so horrendous and so bad that they were given a free trip to America where they could live. And so once they got here... They like had to take. They could still go to school and everything, but they weren't given that much money. So they had to get like really shitty jobs, like working in McDonald's. They like the lead guy, the one guy who's actually really cool. Who they followed the most. He had to work in McDonald's and he had to go to school. And they all got like crappy apartments in America to live in. But it was still way better than.
It was probably Sudan, right?
It was way better than Africa. I'm not. You'd have to watch it again. I'd have to watch it again. I'm not even sure what the name is. So this is a terrible plug. But the whole point of this is once they got to America, a lot of them like went through severe depression. Many killed themselves.
Yeah.
Many said, and the guy who's like, this guy's a smooth dude. Like, hey man, how you doing? Like, cool. My name is Amunda, and you know,
super intelligent.
Yeah.
Some crazy shit.
They're making work, and he said it's just there's something about everybody else being rich when you're poor.
Everyone else
is like, looks like they're living it up, and even though you might be more comfortable, like, it's still the loneliness was just death, just deep, deep, deep.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even the shit they went through when they were kids. It was just being here and being broke, and no one wants to talk to them. Like, You know, like this guy's like six something black guy from Africa, and he couldn't relate with other black people here. White people were weird. Everyone, you know, he just didn't have he didn't have a place that he felt. So my big thing is like, I thought was like, yeah, if everyone else, if everyone's poor together. Oh, we're about out of time. My last thought is, if everyone's poor together, it's not so bad. It's like, we're all in the shit together, but if you're poor and everyone else is rich, that's when the shit sucks. We're about out of time. I'm pretty sure we'll probably publish this one. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah, that's good enough. I think we had some good points. We could go on a lot longer, though.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot for listening. Maybe we'll have a part two of this sometime. I don't know. Peace.